Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/AOIS21.
Welcome to It's Not Even Past, a history of the distant present, hosted by Evan Tucker and the production of the AS21 Podcast Network, brought to you by AS21 Audio. This podcast is available on Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, and audio.as21.com.
And so we come to the Moldau, one of the most beloved pieces of music ever written in the Czech Republic and everywhere else in the world. It's a perfect piece of music in which not a note should be changed, and therefore we're going to go through it note by note and talk about this miracle of composition. And we're going to interpolate the program note of the composer with my own description, and please forgive the purple prose, but the Moldau seems to invite it. In the beginning was nature, and before there was even water, there was vapor. And the vapor on the rock of the mountains turned to ice, the ice melts, and formed there bodies of water. Stream by stream, thread by thread, drip by drip, Smetana creates a musical river. It begins with the two streams that form the Vltava River, or Moldau in German, the cold Vltava and the warm Vltava, until they make a warm, wet riverbed in which both streams unify into a single current.
Thank you.
those of you who know the Israeli national anthem now hear exactly where it comes from. But before the theme was the Moldau, it was a folk song Smetana heard while living in Sweden, which apparently was originally an Italian madrigal, and who knows what it was before that. I hope you heard the occasional ominous rush of the current, which threatens to go from a river that invites people into a river that dashes those who dare cross it upon the rocks. But then we hear the thousand-year procession of hunters in the woods and meadows and the Bohemian forest, noblemen and peasants alike, and they're using their hunting horns to signify where they are so that the other hunters don't shoot them. They are communing with the earth in an era before industrial farming when a hunter could still imagine himself part of nature's great chain of being. And then a wedding dance, a dance like so many Central to Eastern European composers have written. It's the first and only people whose faces we are going to see on the course of this river tale. A wedding is life, and in this piece, the continuity of life is all. After the wedding, the sun sets, and then, of course, comes the wedding night. But perhaps, this being the 19th century, Smetana can't speak something so graphic out loud. So he calls it the round dance of the mermaids and the night's moonshine. Now, mermaids have a great romantic pedigree in music. Wagner's Rhine Maidens, Dvorak's Rusalka, Mendelssohn's Fair Melusine, Zemlinsky's Seejungfrau. You hear not only the river flowing onward in the high winds with cross rhythms and the clarinet, and it creates a sheen that sounds like moonlight, but you also hear the song of the mermaids in muted violins that in itself creates an aural sheen so luminous that it could be moonlight in itself. Thank you. The sun rises, and the Moldau, as ever, is there for a new day. But rivers, like all nature, is as terribly dangerous as it is inviting. And as we pass the now extinct St. John's Rapids, we see just how lethal this seemingly beautiful life force can be. Nature destroys people, it destroys families, cities, whole nation states. But a phenomenon not large enough to kill is also not large enough to give life. After St. John's Rapids, the Moldau reaches its widest point, and it's wide enough to give birth to Prague and the entire story of this ancient and gorgeous city. And then it flows broadly onward into the distance, in which bodies of water seem to move more slowly until they disappear from view, the mystery of nature as ever intact.
Thank you.
So we're going to go slightly out of order and skip Sarka for the moment and go back to it, and instead go to Bohemia's Woods and Fields. This movement doesn't even tell a story. It just paints a picture of the Bohemian forest, and some of the writing in the first few minutes is so modern that it could be from Sibelius's Fourth Symphony or Tapiola, which were written 40 or 50 years later. Now, surely, Smetana, with his Swedish connections, Sibelius had to know plenty about his music. Smetana lived in Sweden for a number of years. I don't know if too many musicologists have thought about looking for the roots of Sibelius's bleak and chromatic late style in Smetana's chilling fugue from this movement, but I'd imagine that a good half dozen PhDs could be written about it. And now comes the incredibly underrated movement, Sarka, which tells Czech mythology's tale of the Maidens' War, an uprising of women against men. So we'll forego speculation about why it's underrated and just give us some prep to hear its best passage, one of the great endings in music in all its magnificence. So in order to tell this tale of Sarka and the Maidens' War, we also have to tell the tale of Libuše. Libuše is the legendary mother of the Czech people, the daughter of the legendary Czech ruler Krok, who is a bit like King Arthur. Libuše was the youngest and wisest of King Krok's three daughters, who could see the future and was chosen by her father to be his successor. She married a plowman named Přemysl, and together they founded the Přemysl dynasty. One day she spoke from a great cliff high above the Vltava River and said, "I see a great city whose glory will touch the stars. On the site she built Vyšehrad, and the town would be Prague." After Libuše's death, a band of women staged a rebellion against Přemysl. Their general was a woman named Vlasta, and her lieutenant was Sarka. Sarka laid a trap for a band of armed men led by Sitirad. She tied herself out to a tree and claimed she was tied there by rebel maidens who put a horn and a jug of mead just out of reach to mock her. When Sitirad unties the tree, she pours the mead for the men as a thank you gift, but the mead has a sleeping potion. When the men fall asleep, Sarka blows a horn and out come the rebel maidens who slaughter all the men. Of course, Sarka and Vlasta and all their rebel maidens are defeated soon afterwards, but the national mythology remembers her thereafter. So all we're going to hear is the ending, when the men go to sleep. Sarka blows the horns, and we can hear the slaughter. You hear the snoring in a low bassoon note. You hear Sarka blowing the horn in a manner that strangely resembles a passage in Götterdämmerung, a year before Götterdämmerung's premiere. You hear the suspenseful rustling of the leaves. You hear a mournful clarinet solo with musical material that occurs all through the movement. And then all hell breaks loose. Everything we've heard so far is from Czech orchestras and conductors, but this is the recently deceased Austrian conductor Nikolaus Harnoncourt with the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam. I'm telling which performance this is because so much of the effect of this passage, it depends on getting those incredibly difficult brass passages exactly right, particularly the trombones, in a matter that seemingly all the Czech orchestras and conductors seem content to keep sloppy, probably because it's just so hard to play correctly. And they do it while Harnoncourt makes an acceleration. It's just incredible. Now, hearing it like this is the difference between a movement's ending being a musical punctuation mark at a much faster speed that makes a little bit of excitement before it's all over in a flash, and the musical violence that you get in this performance that makes the music sound as it should, like an army of women is getting their long-delayed revenge and butchering all the men to a pulp.
Thank you. what is discovered now will, of course, be secret. We will not be given the full answer.
This has been It's Not Even Past, a history of the distant present, hosted by Evan Tucker. This has been a production of the AS21 Podcast Network and brought to you by AS21 Audio. Find this and other episodes on Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, and our home on the web, audio.as21.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/itsnoteven past. That's it for this episode, but we'll be back, because the past isn't dead, it's not even past.
Copyright 2018, AS21 Media, LLC. All rights reserved. AS21 Media. What do you want your story to be?